got a special boy. He's you know exactly who you're talking to. Listen and no fantastical, really cute or practical, gifted individual, ideas of his own. Well, I would love to be your friend and stand inside your joy, but you won't be mine as long as we discuss the boy. Well, I would love to join you, but I'm playing with all your toys, but you won't be mine as I'm forever special boy. Yeah, forever special boy.
So that's the Stolen Organ Family Band. Don't miss them this Friday at the British Legion there, 1143, playing with Autumn Portrait and The Niche this Friday. And today I'll see you at the open mic. Drop by the open mic there on this place, Hatchery. Awesome musicians. And I'll see you next week. This was a morning after show. And up next, What Pink Sounds Like with Ashley Kisman.
You and me, baby, by yourself. I'm still talking to myself. And I know I love you, be alone. Well, always remember. Don't you ever forget. You can have a pleasant conversation on your own.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are proud to present the Fit to Print Art Show, Friday, December 16th at the Interurban Gallery. Come celebrate the release of the debut album Little Skeletons by Lost Lovers Brigade and the release of Moon of Neptune by Kella Rissa. With special guests, shimmering stars, DJs, and more, it's all happening Friday, December 16th at the Interurban Gallery. Free art opening and reception at 8 p.m. with cover after 9, or get your advance tickets from Red Cat, Scratch, or Zulu Records. The Fit to Print Art Show, Friday, December 16th, is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at CITR.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kisman, as we celebrate women in media and in music. Increasing feminist content on the airwaves, one song at a time.
Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer. Let us make a change. Why can't we turn the page? Don't make us safer. You and your thoughts are the unsafer.
Well, thanks for joining me today, everyone. My name's Ashley Kissman, and I've got a great new show for you full of new music, which is always good. Always good new music for a lovely, rainy, foggy, misty Tuesday, as it is today here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR, and hey, what's the new music I've got for you today? I've got new music from Bjork. I've got new music from the Lee Jadu sisters. Well, it's not really new. They're actually this soul and funk Nigerian duo from the 70s and 80s, and Knitting Records, Knitting Factory Records actually is re-releasing some of their most prized albums, so I'm going to give you a little intro to them. So it should be a really fun show. Anyways, let's start it off with the Pack AD off the album Unpersons. Here it is, Seasick, right here on CITR.
Chasing shadows, and I've taken on too much blame. We take apart things just to rebuild, like making life just to kill, and then knocking down walls again. I won't be the one to clean up this mess when you're con if you just don't go anywhere. We can take safety in a number and file it all the way under summer, but how is it gonna fit when it tears? I won't be the one to clean up this mess when you're gone. I'd rather be
your halls and gave you such a fright. I can feel it clenching in my teeth. I can feel it trembles in my knees.
shapes the shadows make when you're alone in your room. You hold them close inside of you, not knowing right from wrong. Oh, right from wrong, right from wrong. Show you the way out. For me, it's words and sounds and six little strings that turn my life around. Give me the strength to hold these things that I did not know. In this story, I am Supergirl and I saved from the villains that lurk your halls and prep on all your dreams. I can feel it clenching in my teeth. I can feel it trembles in my knees. I can feel it ground pounding my feet. I can feel it.
Vancouver band Elizabeth are celebrating their new album with the CD release show at the Astoria Pub on Saturday, December 10th. Elizabeth is playing with guests, Tough Lovers, the first 50 guests will get a free new album. That's Elizabeth playing at the Astoria Pub Saturday, December 10th.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Welcome back. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. And what you just heard was the Pack AD off their album Unpersons, and that was the track Seasick. And after that was Sasha Lewis, a local, well, kind of local. She's from BC, from Dunster, BC, actually. Very, very small town in the interior. And that was off her album Rooted, and that was the track Supergirl. Up next, the latest from Bjork. She's back and with an album called Biophilia, and this marks her 8th full-length album release. I was reading some album reviews of it online, and Pitchfork magazine, pitchfork.com, gives it a 6.2 out of 10. So not the greatest review overall, but they do mark that there are some really interesting things about this album that make it very different from her previous releases. So again, she's got these crazy, dazzling artwork that goes with the album. She's got a vanguard instrumentation to it. Lots of crazy collaborators that she used. And Bjork, you know, we also not only know her for her music, but we know her for her crazy outfits. She was doing the crazy outfits and the wigs and the makeup long before Gaga probably made it mainstream. But she does it again, and she really dazzles us. This album, Biophilia, actually comes supported with a corresponding iPad application for each of its 10 tracks. It's a new website with the album as well, and a series of live shows and music workshops, and a forthcoming 90-minute film documenting its creation. That's pretty intense. Talk about getting involved online with different online communities and online applications. She really went all out. Beyond that, the album says, and this is what Pitchfork says, the album itself purports to engage with some pretty momentous themes. There's songs like Thunderbolt, Dark Matter, and Cosmonogy. And the theme is really time and space in the natural world. So there you go. Bjork, you surprise us once again. Here it is, though. I'm going to play probably one of the more catchier songs on the album to give you a taste of it today. This is Crystalline. Don't go anywhere.
Crystalline, intern.
That was the latest from Bjork. Pretty cool track, actually. And that was off her new album, her eighth full-length album, Biophilia. Check it out. It's actually, it's pretty cool. Up next, we've got the latest from St. Vincent. This is Cheerleader off of Strange Mercy.
I've had good times with some bad guys. I've told whole lies with a half smile. Held your bare bones with my clothes on. I've thrown rocks then hit both my arms. I don't know what good it serves. Pour in my purse in the dirt. But
listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Now, up next, I wanted to give you a taste of probably if you're my age, you probably missed this. We totally missed this. You're born in the 80s, you missed the duo, the Legato Sisters. And I think I'm pronouncing that right. Now, the Legato Sisters are this legendary Nigerian Afrobeat duo and pioneers, actually, and they gained fame in the 60s through the 80s, and they released four albums. Now, their first album, Danger, was just re-released by Knitting Factory Records recently, just on November 8th, so about a month ago. And it's kind of crazy that this record label is doing this now, because apparently this duo was just so underrepresented as far as gaining mainstream support. But they were actually really popular back in the day. So if you're interested, if you like the sound of these two lovely ladies, just wait, because the three other albums of theirs will be released later this year, kind of every few months. So Danger is the one that was just re-released. That came out in 1976. Other albums that Knitting Factory Records will release soon will be Mother Africa from 1977, Sunshine from 1978, and Horizon Unlimited from 1979. So check it out with me. This is Danger by the Legato Sisters. What does the color pink sound like? Is it hip-hop?
Playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter, axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. I'm chill.
It's rock. Or maybe it's country.
Oh, when won't you blow up my gold? For tonight I have a week.
It's jazz. It's electronic. Join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, every Tuesday during your lunch hour from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on CITR to discover what pink sounds like, celebrating women in media and in music.
Getting high just so
But don't leave me for too long. got a Jones for.
That was Saida Baba Taliba off the album Scream with High, and before that was her track So Cool. And earlier was the Lajadu Sisters, the pioneering Afrobeat sisters from Nigeria. They're re-releasing, or rather Knitting Factory Records is re-releasing their four albums from the 70s and 80s. So that was their latest one, Danger, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see the other three, because I was not alive when they first came out. So it's always cool to appreciate new music, or old music as new music today. So there you go. Coming up next, guys, we've got Love Cuts and Synthcake, as well as a quick announcement on a concert that you definitely want to check out. Coming up right after this.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Can I thank you?
Mama, thanks a million.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you, from all of us at CITR, for your generous support during our 2011 Fun Drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like right here on CITR, if you're just tuning in, a music show every Tuesday 1 to 2 that celebrates women in media and in music. And I'm your host, Ashley Kissman. Now, one thing I really do love is when local bands contact me and they let me know about upcoming shows or upcoming gigs or even new albums. Really, really love that. And so Katie from Love Cuts, a local band here in Vancouver, wanted to let me know, so I could pass it on to you, because I've got the inside scoop and everything, that on December 10th at Pat's Pub in Vancouver, there is going to be a show with Vancouver, Young Mums, and What's Hot. These bands are mostly all-girl bands, but the great thing about this concert is that the proceeds are going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. There will be gift baskets with merch and cookies, etc., that will be raffled off throughout the night, and for every donated item you bring, you get $1 off your cover charge. So if cover charge is $10, if you bring 10 items in, you get in for free. Doors are at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9. Anyways, check it out. It sounds like it's going to be really cool. Again, that's December 10th at Pat's Pub. A great concert for a great cause with some great girls who are going to kick butt on stage. So definitely check it out. Here are the Love Cuts now with I Will Kiss Anyone.
If I can't call you, then I'll call anyone at all. If I
And that was Synth Cake off their album Music Ophelia with the song Solo. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like. Before I head out for the hour, I just want to let you know that you can check out playlists and podcasts of my show weekly at whatpinksoundslike.com. Feel free to check it out there. You'll also see my rants and raves as a young 20-something-year-old living in a big city. So it's fun. I like it. Music style and a microphone. That's whatpinksoundslike.com. Also, I have to thank Discorder Magazine and Brenda, our station manager here, for featuring me in the latest issue of Discorder Magazine. They're at the very end, they always do a DJ profile of one of the DJs here at CITR, and this month it is me. So definitely check that out. It's our kind of December, Jan-Sember issue, because I think it's December and January issue. Check it out there. Quick little interview about why I do what I do and why it's fun. So I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to be featured in it. And just let you know, I know everyone's getting ready for the holidays. I myself will be off for a couple of shows coming at the end of the month here. But I am excited because next week, next show, I'm going to be interviewing Natalia Perdales. And this is a woman, a singer-songwriter who has a new album out called Life. It's coming out December 9th. And this is really interesting. I mentioned this public service announcement last week on my show that she is, in fact, one of the big organizers behind Maria's Opus, Mira Opus being a music-based fundraiser for the BC Cancer Foundation. So 4 years ago, after losing both her mother, Maria, and her aunt, Mary, to cancer, singer-songwriter Natalia Perdales felt compelled to give back to the BC Cancer Foundation for the support they provided for her family, basically. So she was a performance major who's been taught piano by her mother, and so a music-based fundraiser obviously seems natural. Use your talents. And her Maria's Opus was born. Now, it's a really touching story, and I can't wait to talk to her more about it. So the album is coming out December 13th, but the CD release show is on December 9th. So I'll have more information about that next week on my show. So stay tuned for that. And then I know December 20th, my show, I know I'm thinking way ahead here. I'm getting ahead of myself. I can't wait to give my review, or my list rather, of the best albums of 2011. The best What Pink Sounds Like albums of 2011. I'm going to stick to the genre that is the show, celebrating women in music. So I'll give you my top 10 list of females who really, really went above and beyond this year music-wise. So stay tuned for that. Lots of great stuff coming up on What Pink Sounds Like. I'm going to end the show today with a little Feist. Feist has the new album out called Metals, of course, and this track here is called Graveyard. So pick up the latest issue of Discorder, guys, and check out whatpinksoundslike.com for the podcast and playlist. Have a great day.
Graveyard, a graveyard. Oh.